Today's Hot Country, 94.1 FM, WMIX, Big Jake here with you, and with Whitney Hodge in studio. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Glad to have you in. We're talking how much stuff that we bring into work, the differences between, you know, there's a lot of difference between men and women, and what we bring in and start our day with is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, we talked about, it seems like guys try to have, we're very minimalist.
Yeah.
If I can have, like, a lunchbox and maybe a coffee cup, or maybe no lunchbox and just a coffee cup in the morning, I'm much happier.
Mm-hmm.
My wife, on the other hand, has her teacher bag, a purse. She's got the diaper bag. She's got two kids in her arms. She's got all the things that she has to leave with in the morning. And you said you're pretty similar.
Very similar. I have to have my water, and because I'm a water snob. So, I have like the water from Mountain Valley. I've got to fill that up. So I got that. And then I got my coffee. And then later, I may even incorporate a Diet Dr. Pepper into that too. And then you got to take them all with you. You never know what you need.
I know.
And then you got the four bags and the purse. And,
every office, every desk, every workspace just needs a little mini fridge. So you can just keep all that stuff stocked regularly.
But absolutely.
Trying to carry it all in the morning, it just drives me nuts. I hate fumbling for stuff because I have to get my fob out to come into the building. And I just don't like all that stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's not why we're talking.
Yeah.
It's not why we're here. It's not what we're talking about. We are going to talk about coffee, though. And we're going to talk about some other stuff with Jefferson County CASA. Real quick, before we get your events that you have coming up, a couple of them this week, as a matter of fact. What is CASA, and what does it do locally for kids that are in the court systems?
Sure. So CASA stands for Court Appointed Special Advocates. And basically, they're just volunteers from the community. There's no specific background required. We do all the training that they need, so you don't need anything coming in. You have to be able to pass a background check, have to be 21. And then we are just advocates for kids that are in the foster care system. So we follow along with their court cases. We're a voice for them in court. And we try to give the court a different perspective from the kid's point of view when they're trying to make decisions. And then we also just build relationships with them and kind of offer them another constant adult in their life as well.
And you guys just recently had your big fundraiser just the other day, the Men Cooking for CASA. How'd that go?
We did. It was wonderful. I'm still getting caught up on life after that because that's our biggest one of the year, but it was very successful. We had a great time and already thinking of ways to make it better for next year.
We need to remember for next year to maybe do a live broadcast while we cook. And
I'm saying, I think that would be fantastic.
I just don't think there was enough time to get that worked around this year. And it's during basketball season, so that does that permits a little challenge for some of us, but we might be able to make it happen. You're gonna have to pull that mic up. I'll shut it off so you can pull that up. There you go. Don't be afraid to get rough with it. Put it where it needs to go. Sometimes if you get the mic overextended, because we want to give Whitney plenty of room to sit back a little bit and be comfortable, it kind of moves a little bit on you. It has a mind of its own on occasion. There she goes. She's got it fixed now.
All right, cool.
As I sip from my coffee, if you want to have a cup of coffee with CASA, this week you guys are doing that. And then you're also doing, is it a lunch thing? What's the other thing?
So it's a happy hour with CASA.
Gotcha.
So it'll be after work, but it's a different kind of bar. We're going to have a lemonade and tea bar.
There you go.
At happy hour. So we like to have a good excuse to feed people or, give people drinks or,
And you can find out more info while you're at these things.
Yeah. So it's going to be just a very casual, no commitment necessary. People can just come in, come and go. It's an open house style. Get a cup of coffee or in the evening, get a glass of tea and just sit and chat with us, ask questions. It's very informal.
And that's at your guys' office?
Yes. Yep. Over on North 12th Street.
So you can find that. 612 North 12th Street. That's kind of hard to say.
It is.
612 North 12th Street in Mount Vernon, CASA of Jefferson County. You can have a coffee with CASA that morning, January 30th. It's already the end of January, believe it or not.
Oh, my goodness.
So that is going on this Wednesday. And then you said your happy hour is when?
Same day.
Same day and time is?
It is going to be 5 to 6 p.m.
So kind of directly
on Wednesday. Yeah, so we'll have one in the morning, one after you get off work. So trying to kind of accommodate people's schedules.
And these are nice because sometimes it just takes a short meeting.
Sure.
To figure out what exactly you guys do. And, there's probably questions that maybe I don't ask every time you guys come in about what you do and how people can get involved.
Right.
So this would be a good opportunity on January 31st to do so. Also coming up, we want to mention, put it in the back of people's minds, and don't forget that your actual volunteer training will be coming up soon. When does that start?
Yeah, so that starts on February 15th and runs through March 28th, and that's just one night a week on Tuesdays. and they're going to come in from 5 to 8. They do have to register for that ahead of time. And this coffee with CASA and the happy hour with CASA, we're hoping to kind of get some information out there so people can sign up for that training. So, and we feed them because, you know,
it's that's evenings.
What we do. So we're going to, meal included, that sells me every time. So.
Yeah, that's nice because that is in the evening. You know, it's throughout the evening. It's kind of tough. It's, you know, you got work all day. And then if you go to train for this sort of thing, it's nice to be able to get a meal.
Exactly. Yeah.
That starts on February 15th. If for some reason, maybe somebody's out of town. I don't know. I'm just throwing in a scenario out there. They're out of town or whatever. They can't start till the next week. Is there a way to make up that training?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, that happens quite often where somebody misses one. We just kind of have them come in and make up another time or kind of do a one-on-one session with them. So we definitely don't want something like that to hinder them from signing up. And even if somebody's listening and they're like, well, I like Tuesday's a hard no for me, still reach out and connect with us because we have other options. This is just kind of the one we've got set currently.
There you go. So it goes on from, it says February 15th through March 28th, but it's every Tuesday evening starting at 5 o'clock, meals provided. And it kind of goes back to, you know, it's just a time thing. That's all that this does. If you want to support, obviously, if you want to support financially, you can do so. But mostly, it's just your volunteering of your time is how you can support CASA the best.
Yeah, absolutely. And this may feel like a lot, the once a week for 3 hours with everybody's busy schedules. But that's just after that, you know, where it's really more like 5 to 15 hours per month, and it's on your own schedule that you work out. You know, I kind of like to say it's like your best friend's kid or your grandkids, or how much time are you spending? What kind of a relationship do you have with those kids? That's what it's going to look like to have a CASA.
83 children in Jefferson County currently have an advocate, but 180 are in foster care.
That is correct.
That's a lot of kids. There's some that you might know.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
You might know personally. You don't know that you know who they are.
Right.
But you might know them, and they need somebody like you, a good, strong, even if, you know, that's the toughest thing. You've got someone who just doesn't have an advocate for them. They don't have a positive male or female role model in their life, and this could be your way of doing that for them.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And you're right. You just never know who, it's all confidential. We do that
sure.
on purpose. And so you never know who in your life is a foster kid or, you know, who you could be helping out.
Find CASA of Jefferson County on Facebook for more info or call Whitney at their office, 618-731-2662. That's 731-2662. Whitney, appreciate it. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
JeffcoCASA.org also for more information.